AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israel and Hamas have been holding indirect talks in Egypt over President Trump's plan for ending their now two-year war. Meantime, Israelis have been marking the second anniversary of Hamas's attacks. Melanie Lidman reports from the site of the Nova Music Festival, where almost 400 people were killed and dozens abducted.
Thousands of family members and friends gathered here today, sharing stories of their loved ones and being together in the last place where they were alive. One father told me that since the attack, he's come here nearly every day to share a cup of coffee next to a photo of his daughter. This is a place where he feels the closest to her. One woman whose niece's body is being held in Gaza told me she came here today because she has no grave to visit. Many people said that they were still stuck in October of 2023, furious with the government and the army over the failures of that day.
Charles Della Desma on the war's impact in Gaza.
Out of every 10 people, one has been killed or injured in an Israeli strike. Nine are displaced. Palestinians in Khan Yunis say the past 2 years of war in the Gaza Strip have felt much longer because of the conditions they've endured, sharing hopes for an end to the fighting. Displaced father Ghassan Abu Rejaila tells the AP, "We've lost the beautiful moments in life. Our life has become hell upon hell. Every day there is killing, strikes, death, martyrdom." I'm Charles Della Desma.
Texas National Guard troops have arrived in Illinois. President Trump wants to deploy them in Chicago. The city and the state are suing to stop him. No end to the government shutdown and the Trump administration's threatening no back pay for federal workers. On Wall Street, stocks closed lower, and Ed Donahue reports Tesla's rolling out two cheaper versions of its electric cars.
In an attempt to boost slumping sales, Tesla is selling the new Model Y for just under $40,000 with a stripped-down interior. There's also a cheaper version of the Model 3 for under $37,000. Tesla's faced anti-Elon Musk boycotts and competition from foreign electric vehicle makers. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. John Clark, Michelle Devoret, and John Martinez have been awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics.
For work advancing quantum technology, that advances the power of everyday digital communications, computing, and even MRI machines. Clark conducted research at the University of California, Berkeley.
One of the underlying reasons that the cell phone works is because of all this work.
Martinez, whose research was at the University of California, Santa Barbara, says he's shocked and honored.
To be able to do an experiment where you even have the possibility for the Nobel Prize is kind of unusual because, you know, we do a bunch of physics research over the years, and some of it's important and some of it's just good science.
The research was done in the 80s and explores how subatomic interactions have real-world applications. I'm Julie Walker.
More news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.